You know, looking back on the tornado that cut through Dallas, you know, the casualties just keep piling up. We know about all the individuals and the roofs and the lives that were spared, but my gosh, the loss to commercial. One of the great losses was an area favorite, the Fish City Grill, that was down there next to Central Market in Preston Royal, and they were just wiped out. Turns out there are a lot of other Fish City Grills to go to, however. The co-founder and chief seafood officer is Bill Bain, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. I'm honored to be here.
That was, you got to remember Sunday night, I guess. That had to be quite a shock. Was it still open when the tornado came through?
Yeah, it was closing time. We had about 12 people in the restaurants, customers and team members, and luckily our general manager thought to get everybody in the walk-in just moments before the tornado hit. So no injuries, obviously no casualties.
And a lot of knocking on wood, I guess, would not happen again.
No kidding.
Was that the second one that you opened?
It was the second Fish City Grill. We had two half shells prior to that.
So you started as half shells in Steiner Plaza.
Correct.
Almost 25 years ago.
Correct.
And then you carried it out. So why the name change? Why go from...
A couple of reasons. One, we needed a trademarkable name. We could not trademark half shells. And the other reason at the time was we wanted to, even though we're embracing oysters in our concept now, at the time in the late 90s or early 2000s, we were getting known as an oyster bar, and we're much more than that.
Yeah, although there are worse things in life, I would guess.
That's true.
But you've done all right. I mean, you've got, you've got over 20 restaurants right now.
We have 20.
You have 20.
2 months ago, we had 21.
You are in, yeah, I'm sorry about that. We go back to Preston Royal. But, I mean, you're in Houston, and you're in Burleson, and you're in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and you're in Florida. Tell me about the growth spurt that's going on.
We've started our growth spurt probably about 3 years ago, and we started opening new company stores. So we've been doing about one every year and a half. That our kind of first new store was at the City Line location.
That's a monster location.
Done well. And then Lake Highlands and now Waters Creek. And meanwhile, we have franchisees that are opening new stores as well.
So how many company stores have you got right now?
Right now, there are 12 company stores, 8 franchise stores.
And are you still franchising aggressively or what?
We have never franchised aggressively. However, we're about to kick up our franchise program again. Franchising is a part of our future and a part of our growth.
I know you hired a new president not long ago. Now you've got a chief financial officer. Pretty soon a listing on the New York Stock Exchange.
Mm-hmm. No, not on my watch.
But you really grew up. I mean, just you and your wife started this, right?
Correct. And she's been very much my partner. She's semi-retired now, but very active in the business. And it's just been, you know, it's a mom-and-pop organization still, even as we grow and bring on talented people.
24 years you've been doing this, and I think of all the, you know, challenges now to get labor, and then in the past, it seemed like it's been commodity costs that, and I would think especially, maybe even more so than in beef, that in fish, you have wild swings in commodity prices. How do you manage all that?
One of the advantages we have is, we've got good sourcing. But also part of our concept is the chalkboard, which is, you know, about 20% of our sales, which allows us to take advantage of whatever's fresh, seasonal, available, and affordable.
So you're not locked into a printed menu that always has to be there.
Yeah, we can twice a day change our offerings, change our presentations, change the pricing as needed.
One of the things they talk about it at Fish City is your no schmucks rule. And this applies to, what, employees or...?
It applies to people in general. We've chosen to deal only with people that are just people we enjoy dealing with, people of good character, good business practices, and just people have good morals.
And do you have any trouble finding those people? Well, everybody else seems to be having trouble finding workers.
No, we're doing good. I mean, labor's always a challenge, but, you know, we fully believe our competitive advantage is our culture, and as long as our culture stays true and strong, that turnover is less of a problem for us, and attracting new people is less of a problem.
Well, I guess having a good work environment's a good part of that.
It's critical.
And being part of the community, you have this promotion that you've got What is the first Tuesday of every month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife and I started that not too long after 9/11 when we realized that, hey, our commitment was to be part of the neighborhood. We bill ourselves as neighborhood seafood joints. But being part of that, we wanted to help the neighborhood and local charities who are losing all their contributions at the time, all charity money,
yeah,
if there was any, was going to the Red Cross in New York. So we started the first Tuesday, which on the first Tuesday of every month, we give 15% of our total sales to a local charity. Each store chooses its own charity, and it's generally a charity that women's shelters, animal shelters, it's charities that help people or help others.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do you choose the charities? Is the public part of this process?
A little bit, but each general manager can choose the charity that he wants to work with and feels most passionate about. And the charities that do the best job representing themselves,
yeah,
we ask back. And to date, we've given back close to $900,000.
Wow.
So
2020, first of all, you got to get Preston Royal back open in 2020?
We'll find out today. We've got a conversation. Well, long story short, it may be first quarter of 21.
Rebuilding that whole thing is going to be...
They're going to have to demo and
rebuild. And you're part of a strip, so you can't... It's not as though you have... That you can be freestanding, I
Mm-mm.
guess.
No, and that was such a good location and such a great community and a great customer base and a great team member base that we were going to go back ideally in the same space and basically the same footprint.
What about growth for the company? Are you still building out Half Shells, or is it all Fish City Grills?
Right now, we're focusing on Fish City Grill. We think there's an opportunity with Half Shells, and I can talk about that later if we like. But with Fish City, we are our plans are 2 to 3 stores per year, plus rebuilding Preston Royal.
Yeah. Have you got franchisees that are ready to open stores this coming year?
We've got a franchise that's ready to open and start construction in Burleson. That's our next one. We will be starting construction ourselves in San Antonio. We have another letter of intent and a lease about to sign for a third location in San Antonio. And we're working on an LOI for another location in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we're looking at 2 to 3 stores per year for company. We want to ramp up franchise growth intelligently, not aggressively, and hopefully start getting 3 to 4 franchise stores per year going.
Well, I think you're giving me a sense of why you're a survivor and what otherwise is, just a deadly business. I mean, the attrition rate in opening up, little restaurants in Snyder Plaza has got to be just astronomical. I invariably, I go back someplace and I like it, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So 24, starting your 25th year, congratulations.
Thanks. We've had some challenges, but we've got 10 years in a row of positive same-store sales growth. And that's, I don't know how impressive that sounds to the average Joe, but that's an amazing milestone in the restaurant business.
I think it's amazing.
Very proud of that.
I think it's amazing, and I think it's also more amazing that a native of Hereford, Texas, could develop such a taste for seafood. You probably didn't have any till you were 17.
That's right.
Bill Baines, the co-founder and chief seafood officer for Fish City Grill and Half Shells. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.